Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Autism and Heals: The Untold Story of a Female Life on the Spectrum is a memoir by Jennifer Cook O'Toole that combines personal narrative with autism advocacy. Published by Skyhorse in 2018, it recounts the author's diagnosis with Asperger syndrome in adulthood and uses that experience to examine how autism can present differently in girls and women. The book is not a clinical guide, but an intimate account of masking, delayed recognition, identity, and the pressures of performing social normalcy. Its purpose is both personal and public to explain the female autism experience in a way that challenges male-centered assumptions and gives readers language for traits that are often overlooked or misunderstood. Because the memoir is grounded in lived experience, it emphasizes emotional and social consequences as much as diagnosis itself, making it relevant to autistic readers, families, educators, and clinicians seeking a broader view of the spectrum. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, adult diagnosis as a turning point in self-understanding. A central thread in the memoir is the author's diagnosis with Asperger syndrome at age 35, which recontextualizes her earlier life rather than simply adding a label. The book shows why adult diagnosis can feel clarifying. It connects patterns of social difficulty, anxiety, and identity strain that may have been misread for years. Instead of treating diagnosis as an endpoint, O'Toole presents it as a framework for interpreting past experiences with greater coherence. This matters because many women on the spectrum are identified late, after years of compensating effectively enough to avoid notice but not enough to avoid internal cost. The memoir therefore highlights a recurring problem in autism recognition: outward competence can conceal significant effort. By centering diagnosis as a moment of explanation rather than pathology, the book helps readers understand why late identification can be both destabilizing and relieving. It also suggests that self-knowledge may emerge only after social expectations are no longer mistaken for evidence of normal adaptation. Secondly, how masking and persona maintenance shape female autism. The memoir gives sustained attention to the gap between authentic experience and the social persona a woman may learn to maintain. O'Toole describes the effort of editing herself to fit expectations, which reflects a broader pattern often called masking or camouflaging. In this context, masking is not a simple habit, but a survival strategy that can make autistic traits less visible while increasing exhaustion, confusion, and self-criticism. The book's value lies in showing that social success does not necessarily mean social ease. A polished exterior can coexist with intense internal monitoring, anxiety, and fear of exposure. This is especially important in a memoir about female autism, because girls are often socialized to be accommodating, emotionally legible, and self-suppressing, which can blur the line between adaptation and distress. By focusing on persona maintenance, the book explains why some autistic women are underestimated or diagnosed late. It also gives readers a concrete way to think about the psychological cost of appearing fine while privately working hard to remain acceptable. Thirdly, why autism in women is frequently missed or misread. One of the memoir's most significant contributions is its insistence that autism in girls and women often looks different from standard stereotypes. The book argues that because autism has historically been associated with boys, many female presentations are overlooked, minimized, or interpreted through other labels. O'Toole points to consequences that can follow delayed recognition, including chronic anxiety, unstable relationships, eating disorders, self-harm, and stunted independence. These are not presented as separate problems detached from autism. Rather, they are shown as possible outcomes of being misunderstood for years. That perspective helps explain why a narrow diagnostic lens can fail women even when their struggles are visible. The memoir does not claim that all autistic women share the same profile, but it does emphasize that social fluency, intelligence, or verbal ability do not rule out autism. By reframing female traits as potentially autistic rather than merely quirky or difficult, the book challenges readers to reconsider how clinical and cultural expectations shape diagnosis. This makes it especially relevant for anyone involved in assessment, education, or family support. Fourthly, from hidden distress to authenticity and self-acceptance, the memoir is also about the shift from performing acceptability to living more honestly. O'Toole frames her story as a kind of reverse self-discovery, where understanding autism makes it possible to reassess personal history and release some of the pressure to conform. This gives the book a strong thematic focus on authenticity, but not in a vague, inspirational sense. The point is practical. When a person understands the source of their challenges, they can stop treating every mismatch with social expectations as a moral failure. That change can reduce shame and make room for more realistic self-knowledge. The book's female perspective matters here, because women on the spectrum are often expected to be socially graceful, relationally skilled, and emotionally accommodating. When those expectations become internalized, authenticity can feel risky or even improper. O'Toole uses memoir to show that self-acceptance is not merely emotional comfort. It is also a corrective to years of misinterpretation. The result is a narrative that ties identity, diagnosis, and everyday functioning together rather than treating them as separate issues. Lastly, a memoir that expands autism advocacy beyond clinical language. Autism and Heal stands out because it uses memoir as an advocacy tool rather than relying on clinical explanation alone. The book is written in an accessible, personal voice, which helps translate abstract ideas about spectrum difference into lived reality. That makes it useful for readers who may not respond to diagnostic manuals or technical discussions, especially families and educators trying to understand why a capable woman may still struggle in invisible ways. The memoir also helps broaden the public conversation around autism by showing that gender matters and how traits are expressed and recognized. This is important in a category full of books that either focus on childhood autism, male-coded traits, or practical guidance without much interior perspective. O'Toole's book offers something different, an adult woman's account of diagnosis, adaptation, and re-evaluation of identity. Its influence comes from this combination of honesty, specificity, and accessibility. As a result, it functions both as a personal memoir and as a corrective to one-size-fits-all assumptions about what autism looks like in real life. In conclusion, this book is best suited for autistic women and girls, adults who suspect they may be on the spectrum, family members trying to understand late diagnosis, and professionals who want a more accurate picture of female autism. It offers practical value by naming experiences that are often hard to articulate: masking, delayed recognition, social exhaustion, and the pressure to maintain an acceptable persona. Intellectually, it helps readers question the assumption that autism is always easy to spot, or that it presents the same way across genders. What makes it stand out among autism memoirs is its specific focus on a woman's retrospective understanding of her own life, rather than a childhood story or a primarily instructional guide. It is also notable for the way it combines candid self-examination with advocacy, making the case that diagnosis can be both personally clarifying and socially corrective. For readers looking for a memoir that expands the conversation about autism beyond familiar stereotypes, this book offers a distinctive and meaningful perspective. If you would like to support Jennifer Cook, ONE39, Tool, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.